and folks, you don't need to stretch out.
I like to limber up.
Well, it's not necessary. Well, it's not required.
Sky, you don't realize that helping people really takes a lot out of you physically.
I'm sure.
And this segment is called Tough Love with Eddie, and people write in.
Don't want to pull a groin.
He's doing a groin stretch right there.
All right, that's great.
People write in and they ask for advice, and we have Eddie give out the advice because I've known Eddie for a long time, and one thing that I know about Eddie is that he shoots from the hip and he doesn't tell you what you want to hear. He tells you what you need to hear. And that's why we call it tough love.
No placation for me.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Maybe sometimes it may hurt to hear,
it
but that's
may.
Why it's called tough love. That's Sky.
You're that's the type
why.
Of person that kind of slowly takes the band-aid off. Well, I'm not. I rip it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with it. Just give it. Ah,
that's
give it
right.
Off.
Well, that's hurtful when you do it that way.
But you know what? It's quick and it's easier in the long run.
Yeah, that's right. The healing can begin quicker.
He's just being vituperating. It's no big deal.
Thank you.
Yep.
What?
All right. Our first letter reads, Dear Eddie, I need some of your tough love. I do okay initially with the ladies. I'm a good-looking guy and I think I have a decent personality. But once it comes to the intimate part, the ladies aren't that into it. Well, I finally found out why. I went out with this chick last week, and when I went in for the kiss, she said she had to be honest. I have bad breath. Now, on one hand, I'm relieved to know what the problem is, but on the other than chewing gum, I'm not sure what to do. Got any advice? Signed, P1 Steve. In OB. Eddie?
Dear supercalifragilistic, you have really bad halitosis. Now, this is actually good news for me, man. I need some paint removed from my walls, so if you just schedule a time to come over and leave on my place, it would be great. Oh,
that's rude, Eddie. That doesn't even work.
All right,
so.
Fine.
Eddie
okay.
is doing paper.
So your breath smells like you've been chewing on a cadaver, huh? Well, my first piece of advice is to stop cleaning yourself with your tongue. I know those hard-to-reach places can really stink. Now, second, your mouth sounds like a Mexican food dumpster, so go ahead and start using bleach as mouthwash. Okay? Now, if that doesn't cure the funk, then you may want to wrap that baby diaper of a mouth of yours around a shotgun barrel. I heard the taste of gunpowder can do wonders.
That is horrible advice. Well, you didn't help anyone.
How do you know?
He helped.
Well, because it's obvious.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm sure Steve will be in touch.
Later we'll see if we can hear him.
He'll write you back and say, you know what? I don't clean myself with my tongue.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
How do you know he does?
Because he smells like ass.
Our next letter reads.
He's got that Zachly mouth. Smells exactly like his ass.
Oh, gosh.
Nice.
Oh. Good one.
Our next letter reads.
Thank you. I'll be here all day.
Next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I have a problem that I imagine is the exact opposite of what most women have to deal with. You see, I am really big up top.
Oh my.
The older I get, the worse my back becomes because of the weight of my breasts. My doctor suggested I have breast reduction surgery, but the problem is I don't have the money or the credit to have it done. I'm at the end of my rope. Do you have any advice? Signed, P1 Dawn from Lakeside. Eddie?
Dear the good, the bad, and the juggy. a little confused. And your problem is...
Pain, Eddie. Excruciating back pain.
Sky, it's like she's saying, I have too much money, and I want to get rid of it.
To carry a lot of money on your chest, someone maybe would say that.
Money sucks, and I hate it because I'm a total idiot whose brains are in her chi-chis.
Just get your dumb advice. advice.
Fine, fine, I will. I have a surefire way for you to make enough money for your surgery and then some.
What?
It's a simple little job that doesn't even require extensive schooling. It's actually a new fad on the internet called milking.
What? Okay.
What?
Well, Mikey, I know you don't, you know, peruse these sites, but
no.
Actually, they dress you up like a cow and hook up milking machines to your udders.
Oh, come on,
Eddie!
Come on.
Just because you have big breasts doesn't mean you're lactating.
It's a thing! I'm not one of those crazy kids that goes to those sites.
Yeah. And Sky, is that true?
What do you mean?
If you have big breasts, it doesn't mean you're producing milk?
Shut up. Of course,
she knows it does.
No, it doesn't.
Honestly, I thought they were swollen with milk.
Oh, shut up.
Can I get back to helping Dawn? May I get back to helping Dawn?
Please do.
Dawn, just give me a call and I'll bust right over. I'll show you some tapes on the boob tube and I'll keep you abreast of all the new moves.
Stop it.
Lastly, I'd like to say the word nipples. Thank you.
That was just blatant.
Just trying to help your people.
Dawn, contact your insurance company. They'll cover most of it.
Hey, you're not a doctor. We don't need you.
An insurance company will cover that.
People, they'll sue you if you give them out bad advice like that.
Oh, what? Screaming out the word nipples is helpful. Okay. My bad.
At least you're admitting it. All right. Give me another one, Mikey.
I got another one in me, buddy.
You're out of hand.
Our next letter reads, Dear Eddie, I'm having a hard time with my finances right now. Like, really, really bad. I have a small apartment in PB, and as it is, I can barely afford it. I have a part-time job, but it's just not enough. I heard you guys talking about The Apprentice too, and it got me to thinking, maybe I can work for you guys.
Aww.
That would be awesome. What do I have to do to sign up? How did last year's person win? That's signed P1 Anonymous in PB. Eddie?
Dear Boston Rob.
Wait a second.
I didn't write that.
You already work here. First of all, shouldn't you be screening phone calls or dreaming up a new stunt idea or something? I mean, what are you doing writing me? I thought you were doing okay with the Rock 105 paycheck and all the can collecting. Now you're resorting to trying to do The Apprentice again? I mean, seriously, bro? I mean, what you need to do... Oh, wait. This can't be Boston Rob. They spelled anonymous right.
Okay. Why don't you just help the guy?
All right. Fine. Dear P1 Anonymous. You should absolutely enter The Apprentice, too, but don't do what last year's winner did, okay? He liked show tunes and angered 4th and B, okay?
We don't need to insult Levi while we're doing this.
He also angered our program director and was named after jeans.
Okay.
Do not go that route, okay?
We don't need to bring him into office.
Named after jeans.
So his name's Levi.
Listen, everyone. Instead,
it's as cute as Wrangler.
All right, you're all
This is for Jordash.
Okay.
All right, come on. Tip your waitresses. Okay. Do what Boston Rob did, actually. You actually follow Boston Rob's little example. Constantly be a no-show. Speak with a thick Boston accent. And become good friends of ours so we feel really bad for wanting to fire you. And we'll want to, trust me. So, P1 Anonymous, good luck growing out your hair and rarely taking a shower. Enjoy.
Oh, that was a good batch today.
Can you hear that?
Oh, God.
Coming up, Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
Yeah, maybe you should open your ears up, Sky.
Huh? They are open. I've heard a lot of trash for the last 10 minutes.
Then you would hear.
Turn your ears down.
They're screaming at us.
All right.
You would hear the sound of healing.
Yeah, you're welcome there, San Diego.